you can dream, can't you?
When I'm driving in weather like this, I don't think it's a good idea to dream. More of a good idea to concentrate on the driving.
Stop. You just get like a lemming and you follow the guy in front of you.
Nah, I'm not going to follow the guy who just pulled in front of me. He's going way too fast.
No, let him trailblaze, that's it. Let him be the guy that finds that icy spot.
Yeah, I'll let a major distance go by so that even on slick roads I can stop. Oh, real good. He goes from the entrance ramp to the left lane without signaling nothing. Whoa, I'm glad he's far ahead of me. He's going to leave something in his wake.
People will be people.
He's the type of guy who doesn't get into the accident. He leaves them behind him.
Now that's pretty, like, you know, judgmental of you to say that. How do you know that for sure? How do you know that he's not, you know, a very careful driver, although a very fast driver?
Someone who does one continuous move from the entrance ramp to the left lane of the Meadowbrook in weather like this, without signaling, without anything, I can't consider a careful driver.
Is there any traffic? Were all his windows and mirrors clear? Did he have a clear, unobstructed view of the traffic and the traffic flow?
I never checked his windows and mirrors. There is traffic on the road, not heavy traffic, but he obviously had a path to go straight across on a diagonal because he didn't contact anyone. But that's the type of guy who people jam their brakes on and cause pileups.
Had that been the case, the pileup would have been behind you, so what were you worried about?
No, the pileup would have been in front of me, because he was in front of me, not behind me.
But you were directly behind him, more or less, on the ramp. If he would have created something, it would have occurred alongside you and behind you, and you would have just skated through.
He had created enough distance from me on the ramp that I could have been involved. Let's put it that way.
I love debating moot points with you.
And since I was there observing the situation and the conditions, I am in a better position to judge than you trying to figure it out without seeing anything.
What position is that? Missionary?
If your mind wants to go there.
I see you more like reverse cowboy.
Well, this guy didn't give me enough notice, but at least he, signal. I'm on the four laner. Just came on.
Okay. Sounds like a deal.
Have you gotten here yet?
Yes. I'm just going under hillside.
Which means we are right near each other because I am passing the Glen Cove Road exit sign right now.
I'm just so happy for you. And I'll bet you just went under the $1 million sign, too.
Yep. Which car are you driving?
The Toyota.
All right. I don't know who's in front of who, but I'm all the way in the right lane. I'm going to start moving over so I can stay on the north lane.
Or you could stay on the expressway.
Yeah, I happen to like the northern better than the expressway. I don't have to deal with the trucks.
Yeah, well, you know, trucks keep the road clear. A lot more traffic. Road's clearer, less icy.
You going to the expressway?
I don't know.
Taking the northern.
That's it, you're in the tree lane.
You see me?
Oh, how would I see you?
Only if you're behind me.
To look at you in order to see you.
Yes, I'm in the three-laner. You should be past the commit point now.
Yes, I'm fully committed.
Well, which way did you go?
I'm past the Roslyn Road, Rebel Railroad crossing now.
And on the northern, or did you go up to the LIE?
Stop riding your brakes.
What about my brakes?
Riding your brakes.
The right behind me?
I don't know. Am I right behind you?
I can't tell.
Okay. The glaze is all over your nice red car.
I guess you're behind me. And here's the railroad crossing.
Anyway, let's see if this was the right choice.
Somehow I must have hit a long press and changed the repeats. the offset.
Oh, you and your long press.
So, are you still behind me?
You picked up a little bit on me. I'm only like one car behind you. Maybe two. Oh, now I'm one.
So you're letting me be the trailblazer, huh?
Yep, I'm gonna let you wreck. This way I go around you.
Well, at this speed, I'm gonna try to open up a little bit more distance. But, I should be able to navigate around anything.
Not only to provide the free vaccine and make it available at schools and health clinics, but to publicize that it's available. Because all too many people think, A, it's expensive, and B, it's not available. Sure says he is aware that it is health concerns, not...
Okay, unless you want it switchy. They might get in between you and me. Oh, it certainly will be. Good thing my front end is so sensitive that you're sensitizing it.
Hello, do I find you?
Well, did you ever hear the phrase DFQ? While I give the windshield wipers a little sweep. My big thing is I'll be going home promptly at 1 o'clock today, so I can. What am I going to find when I get home? And how many of my staff and patients will be canceling? Traffic we're in right now, that's what I expected the return trip to be, or worse.
Weather station, 10 winds, 6:13.
like to people know these great stories before I leave you.
Performance and repeater.
V2CMF. V2CMF.
KB2CWCWV2CMF.
Good morning, Pat. Hey, I wasn't sure if you were even gonna take the journey this morning. Icy out there.
Yeah, so far I'm still home. I didn't venture out yet. I'm running a little behind, but I threw the garbage out. It's really starting to sleet now. The driveway's a sheet of ice. So you already texted and I said, you know what, I'm not doing anything. It's not worth risking going in just to sit.
Yeah, in fact, I just saw Jamie being home. Everything's all coated with ice. I told her, if you want to go, I'm going to have to soft car and defrost everything for now. But, you know, she's got to think it's not worth it. It's not going to get any better. They're saying it's not going to go above freezing today. Might as well stay home.
It's kind of interesting because a lot of the schools in Nassau County, they have closed, but nothing out here did. That Krista just pulled out, and it really wasn't doing anything. At about a quarter after six, I was outside, and there was really almost nothing. But I don't know, about 20 minutes or so, all of a sudden, it really started coming down.
FKB2CWV. Yeah, it started here around 4:30, 5 o'clock. I heard it going west to east. So now you're getting what we had about an hour ago.
Yeah, KD2CWZWP2CMF. Right now, I'm waiting to see. Nothing going on right now at work. And I just told you what. If it improves, maybe I'll venture in, but there's no best thing for me to do. Just sticking out a little bit. You know, I don't like to fight ice. Snow is one thing, ice I just don't like. In fact, I think I'm going to go make myself a cup of coffee, have a crumpet, and relax.
That's what I'm doing, is making some lunch now from Wendella. I mean, there's no salt truck that came down yet. The blacktop is whitish now. Not too many cars went down the road yet. It doesn't look too bad right now, but I went outside and put the garbage out, and yeah, it's a sheet of ice on the sidewalk.
Same here. They went up to the cars, all frozen over now, so now I have to be forced to open up the door.
It's the same like over here, same thing, so that's why I told Jane, stay home, you know. It's like last Monday, she went in, and yeah, it wasn't too bad in the morning, but it just got worse and worse. By the time she got out at 3 o'clock, you know, having a tougher time getting home. I said, you know, this isn't like those storms because it's more ice and sleet than snow right now. And it looks like it's going to stay that way.
Okay, I guess I'm going to go make myself a cup of coffee. And I'll talk to you later. Radio's on, I'm listening anyway. Work up here on the laptop. Anyway, I'll talk to you in a little while. KD2CWZWB2CMF.
Okay, Dan, I'm going to go grab my coffee. Talk to you later. WB2CMF.
KD2HWZ.
And I didn't catch that call. This is WB2.
Yeah, this is KD2HWZ.
2HWZ, okay, good morning to you. You on the road or not?
Yeah, I just made my drive from Levittown to Point Lookout, and I'm sitting down here. And the side streets and most of the main roads are covered in quite a bit of ice. The parkways are moving, but they've still got a lot of slick spots on them.
Okay, that's what I kind of guessed. I'm in Suffolk, Selden, and out here, it didn't really start until about 20, 25 minutes ago. There's ice outside. Like I said, I was about to go in, and then wait it out.
Yeah, the funny thing is, once I got south of Merrick Road, there's a lot less ice on the road. For some reason, I guess there was just a fine line to south of Merrick Road where it didn't really freeze over too bad.
Sometimes that's typical of the South Shore. It's a bit warmer, or it takes a little bit longer than the North Shore. So it may still be coming that way. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear that. I noticed they've already got, the town has trucks outstanding some of the, like, Lido Boulevard and that already.
Yeah, it looks like Nassau may be a little bit worse than Suffolk because a lot of the schools are already closed. There's not much out on the east end, you know, that's closed, so I suspect it's delayed out here. Anyway, I was just stepping away, so I'm going to do that. I want to go get myself a cup of coffee. Be careful out there.